If I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Pentecost is quickly coming. And there are a few things which we should take into consideration when looking at Pentecost regarding Our Lady. Father Luis Bouillet makes the following observation, quote, "That is why all ancient iconography of Pentecost shows Mary in the midst of the apostles, as if at the focal point from which the Spirit was radiating. The Acts of the Apostles just before describe the group of disciples persevering in prayer with Mary and the other women and all who are closest to Christ. In both cases, the coming of the Spirit at the Incarnation over Mary and now at Pentecost, the Spirit came down where Mary was. He came first on her to make her the Mother of God. He comes on her and on us to make us her children, inasmuch as he makes us children of God. The fact that it is in ancient iconography indicates that Mary's presence at Pentecost and the receiving of the Holy Ghost is part of what we call monumental tradition. Since it was allowed and perpetuated by the Church, it becomes part of the Church teaching." This parallels Bishop Herrera's observation that, quote, "As the Holy Ghost came down on her at the moment of the Incarnation to make her the Mother of God, so he came on her at Pentecost to proclaim her the Mother of the Church," unquote. Father William Sanders observes, quote, "Mary was with the apostles at Pentecost. She who brought Jesus into this world was there for the birth of the Church," unquote. Geron Jay, the great liturgical writer, observes that Our Lady is the most worthy and dear object of the Paraclete's visit, because she is par excellence the temple of the Holy Ghost. He goes on to say, quote, "We would have thought that heaven had given it all it could to a mere creature, that is to Mary, however sublime the destiny of that creature might be. But no, here is a new mission open for Mary. The Church is born. She is born of Mary. Mary has given birth to the bride of her Son. New duties fall upon the Mother of the Church. Jesus has ascended into heaven, leaving Mary upon earth that she may nurse the infant Church. This second Eve, this true Mother of the Living, must receive a fresh infusion of grace to fit her for this her new office. Therefore it is that she has the first claim to and the richest portions of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Heretofore he overshadowed her and made her Mother of the Son of God. Now he makes her the Mother of the Christian people. The Holy Ghost now infuses into Mary the plenitude of the grace needful for her maternal mission. From this day forward, she acts as Mother of the infant Church. And when at length the Church no longer needs her visible presence, this Mother quits the earth for heaven, where she is crowned as Queen. At Pentecost, the grace of the apostolate is granted to her. She has received the tongue of fire. And although her voice is not to make itself heard in public preaching, yet will she speak to the apostles, directing and consoling them in their labors. She will speak, too, to the faithful, but with a force and sweetness and persuasiveness, becoming one from God, has made her the most exalted of all his creatures," unquote. Mary would have had the gift of tongues to speak to those who did not speak her native language, in order to give testimony to the truth of the apostles' teaching about her and her Son, even though this would not be done publicly. The grace of the apostolate is a charismatic grace given to those who have an office in the Church to preach and sanctify its members. Father Guerlegou-Lagrange, perhaps the greatest Thomist before Vatican II, said in his book, The Mother of the Savior, quote, "The Holy Ghost descends on Mary and on the apostles in the form of tongues of fire to give final enlightenment concerning the mysteries of man's salvation and to impart the strength needed for the immense and arduous task that awaited its accomplishments. How marvelous must not Mary's progress have been, she who was to be on earth, as it were, the heart of the infant Church. By her prayer, her contemplation, her ceaseless generosity, she will in some way sustain the souls of the 12, following them as a mother in the labors and difficulties of their apostolate right up to the crown of martyrdom. They are her sons. The Church will later call her the Queen of Apostles," unquote. In the Old Catholic Encyclopedia under Mary we read, quote, "Though the Holy Ghost had descended upon Mary in a special way at the time of the Incarnation, he now communicated to her a new degree of grace, Perhaps this Pentecostal grace gave to Mary the strength of properly fulfilling her duties to the nascent church and to her spiritual children, unquote. Then, Venerable Mary of Agreda, in her book, The Divine Life of the Most Holy Virgin, makes the following observation regarding the effects of Our Lady at Pentecost. Now, it is true that this is private revelation, so we are not bound to hold to it, and I myself am not certain what to make of it. But nevertheless, it does provide an interesting reflection. She says, quote, "Those effects in the Holy Virgin were many and admirable. She was elevated and transformed into God the Consoler. She did not become God, but was elevated high above everyone else, and during the same time enjoyed the beatific vision of the divinity, in which she alone received more gifts and ineffable communications than all the rest of the church, and her glory at this moment surpasses that of all angels and saints. She alone rendered great thanks, praise, honor, and glory to the Most High for having sent the Divine Spirit than the whole church united. Thus the Lord, being pleased with the lively and fervent thanksgiving of the pure dove, the Divine Virgin, resolved to appoint her again to the government of his church. At the same time, all the gifts, favors, and graces of the Holy Spirit were renewed in his blessed spouse with new effects and divine operations," unquote. When Pentecost comes, we can then, therefore, contemplate our Mary's role in the economy of salvation in relationship to to Pentecost, that is, the descent of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.